All right, let's do the celebrity scam. We're going to use Chris Hansen from Catch a Predator to mess with a telemarketer, and this one is PG-13.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. My name is
Mark. What are you up to today?
Not much. I'm with Home Division. We are currently coming to your area to offer home insurance, covering all the appliances in your home for a special low price for our new customers. Yeah, it's only $49.99, and it'll cover all appliances in the home. Would you be interested in the special offer that we have going on for $49.99?
Not really.
It's one of the best offers that you can get right now.
You want to meet sometime?
Actually, you don't have to meet with anybody. We'll send you all the information in the mail after we get you all signed up today.
I think you probably have a very nice ass as well.
Am I wrong to think that?
No, that's okay. Anyway, so
you want to meet sometime?
No, like I said before, you don't have to meet anybody.
You'd absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's a very, very easy process to get you all signed up. So,
do you shave down there?
So first, can I get your full name?
No.
Are you looking for some kind of different coverage?
So would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants?
I'm strictly supposed to only talk about business over the line. This is a recorded line, so...
I'm horny for you.
Okay. If you are interested in the $49.99 package...
So you want this old guy doing you in your house, on your bed, or wherever?
What?
What are you looking for? I could be your grandpa.
No, I don't think you are.
You want me to teach you sex?
Well, I don't do guys, but if you want to, you can do me.
Okay, you can stop. If you're not interested, you can just tell me you're not interested, and then I can move on.
Did you bring condoms with you?
Are you interested in the $49.99 package?
No.
Okay, then have a great day.
Is that a yes?
Let's go to the Eagle update now. Here's Kelly.
And Donald Trump has begun to fill his cabinet. He's offered retired General Michael Flynn the job of National Security Advisor and Senator Jeff Sessions the U.S. Attorney General position. Antlers from possibly a world record buck could be worth an estimated $100,000. They'll be going up for auction soon. Stephen Tucker, 26-year-old, who shot the 47-point buck, has them drying right now. The rack measured over 313 inches. And a woman mauled by a bear did survive by dropping to the fetal position. 63-year-old Karen Osborne went to investigate after she heard her dog barking outside and inadvertently got herself trapped between a mama bear and her cubs.
The bear just attacked me. I'm laying in the driveway.
What attacked you?
Bear. And he's still here. Please help me.
Whew. She is so lucky she had her phone with her. Not only is the McRib coming back at McDonald's, but now there's an app for that. The McRib will be back at select McDonald's, about half of them across the country, on December 31st. If you've just got to have it, you'll want to download the McRib Finder app. And the Rolling Stones have been invited to play at Donald Trump's presidential inauguration. They have yet to accept. If they do, it's likely to come with a very hefty paycheck. They offered Bieber over $5 million to perform during the campaign, so Stones have to get more than that. That's your Eagle Update. I'm Kelly Ryan. Here's Roger Sports.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Ed Orgeron took over the coaching duties at LSU after Les Miles was fired. Coach O was born on the bayou in LaRose, Louisiana. And he is really excited to coach the Tigers, as you can tell by his pregame speech to the team before the Arkansas game.
The Tigers stand up, 41. All Tigers on team now, 1, 2, 3.
What? All right, now maybe our Cajun listeners can help me translate, but what I got was take care of the ball, go to war, make some gumbo, and don't burn the roux. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Another tequila song.
All right, here we go.
I think I need a drink of doodle-doo.
Drink of the week time. Drinking again. Guest bartender Kelly filling in.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch.
All right, let's bring in the cart. Get this going.
AJ's filling in as assistant producer with the cart. And Kelly offloading the ingredients. I see some champagne. Looks like cranberry juice.
Yeah, four simple ingredients, and it truly is a very easy drink. I figure with the holiday you've got, especially Thanksgiving.
What's it called?
So much going on. It's a cranberry champagne cocktail.
Mm.
So our four ingredients, we've got champagne, cranberry juice, which you want sweetened, so the brand that I got was unsweetened. I did go ahead and pre-sweeten it. And then we've got cranberries, which are frozen. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you'll see that I sugared these. So after I tossed them in the freezer.
Let's get to opening the bottles.
I put a little sugar on, and then the only other thing you need is some lemon.
Fascinating. So, all right, here we go.
AJ, if you would open the champagne for me while I start with the cranberry juice.
I'll do it, AJ, because you've got to work the mic.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to put first our cranberry. Oh, sorry. Let me get back to the glasses. So I did sugar the rim on the glasses. So just roll your lemon juice around the top, and then we're just going to pour in the cranberry. We have one rogue martini glass. You want to be using champagne flutes for this. We only have three.
AJ can have the offending glass.
Right.
It's fancy. I like it.
So we're using my Meyer lemons as the garnish, but Dean, since you've got the best perspective here, if you notice, when I put it on, a tiny little... A couple drops of the lemon actually goes in, and you do want that. You don't want to put the whole lemon in because it's too overpowering.
After all these years, the garnish serves a purpose?
On this particular drink, you do actually want just a couple drops of that to get down into it. You do not want to put the whole thing in, though it would be overpowering.
Dean is a well-known anti-garnish advocate.
I knew that, so I thought if I had a justifiable reason for it today.
It's frivolous.
Yes. Okay. And now in goes the champagne.
It's all about appearance and presentation.
Well, that's true.
It's like that needless thing they put on your plate, that sprig of something.
Parsley.
That you just immediately, when they leave, the waiter walks away, you throw it off your plate because it's in the way and you don't want to eat it.
Oh my gosh, I've always ate that.
It's supposed to clean your breath. All right, so then the last thing we need are just a couple of the sugared cranberries for ice cubes and to make it pretty. It's really what it's about.
Look at you with your pre-sugared berries.
Uh-huh.
Nice berries.
Which I didn't grow in my backyard. I don't have a bog yet. I'm working on it.
So ripe.
Okay.
So plump. All right. I must say, on the visual side, this is a spectacular looking drink.
This screams holidays.
Yes.
It really is nice.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Let's see how it goes.
What is it?
It's cranberry. Cranberry champagne cocktail.
It's very tart.
Real tart.
But yeah, this is super tart.
I think you know that going in by the name of it.
And that's why you do want to sugar the rim to give yourself that little bit of sweetness.
Yeah.
You know, and Dean of all people, who normally it's too sweet, I thought, let's go with a tart drink to make him happy. Yeah, Gary's already complaining.
When I got down below the first sip, second and third sip, I got into the champagne more.
That sweetens it
and
up.
And it works a lot better. It's not... You get more of a kind of a cranberry mimosa thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it leans towards too much tartness for me, but I'm going to vote to go ahead and swallow this one.
Yeah.
It's borderline and close enough.
Same here. I'd swallow.
All right.
All right. Swallow. I think it's unanimous.
Rock on. Swallow, too.
Nice.
And easy, right, guys, for Thanksgiving?
You left so dejected last week.
I did.
I'm glad we had a win, just for the sake of your sanity. If you want to make this, you can go online. We will post the recipe on our social media and at HoustonsEagle.com.
Now, with a solemn look back through the misty sands of time, here's Dean and Raj with the Day in Music History.
Happy birthday, John Parr. We remember John Parr for two things, Raj.
St. Elmo's Fire?
The theme, the majestic theme from St. Elmo's Fire.
And that's all I have, it's just one thing.
Well, in this song, Naughty Naughty.
Oh.
Which we played in the early, early days of the Dean and Raj show.
Did we?
John Parr, 62 today. Now we go to this day in grunge history, to the year 1993, which really was the peak of grunge history. Pearl Jam singer Eddie Vedder arrested in New Orleans for disturbing the peace after a fight breaks out in a bar.
Yeah, it has to be a fight because you have to try to disturb the peace on the French Quarter. It's not easy.
It's a higher bar.
There's no peace.
And the same day, 1993, and probably more importantly, Nirvana recorded their historical Unplugged special at Sony Studios in New York. They played a set list at that point composed mostly of lesser-known songs. The album won the Grammy that year for Best Alternative Music Album.